Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A punishing new barrage of Russian strikes on Ukrainian infrastructure has caused power outages across large parts of the country, piling more damage onto Ukraine's already battered power network and adding to the misery for civilians as winter begins. Authorities said three people were killed and 11 wounded in a strike on Kyiv, and another four people were killed and 35 wounded in the wider Kyiv region. Russia has been pounding the power grid and other facilities with missiles and exploding drones for weeks. The U.S. is sending more aid to Kyiv as Russia continues hammering Ukraine's energy sources, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The latest package is $400 million in weapons, ammunition, and generators. It'll come from the Pentagon's own stockpiles in a bid to get the aid out as fast as possible. But the continued push raises questions about just how long the U.S. and its partners can keep sustaining the fight without impacting their own military readiness. Many European nations say they've already pushed out all the excess equipment they can afford to send. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of Brazil's electoral authority has rejected the request from President Jair Bolsonaro and his party to annul ballots cast on most electronic voting machines, which would have overturned the October 30th election. He also established a fine of $4.3 million for bad faith litigation. The Electoral Authority on October 30th ratified the victory of Bolsonaro's nemesis, leftist former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, and even many of the president's allies quickly accepted the results. This is VOA News. Reformist opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim is close to becoming Malaysia's new prime minister after a political party agreed to support a unity government following inconclusive elections. Any agreement must be approved by Malaysia's king. Last Saturday's election deadlock led to a hung parliament that renewed a leadership crisis in Malaysia, which has had three prime ministers since 2018. The charity Save the Children said on Wednesday more than 5,700 schools have been closed in Burkina Faso due to the security situation, with 1 million children denied access to education. The NGO's new figure is double that announced by the government earlier this year. Since 2017, Islamist armed groups have targeted teachers and schools in Burkina Faso, proclaiming their opposition to Western education and government institutions. According to the Education Ministry, more than 28,000 teachers have been affected by the closures. The suspect in the nightclub shooting in the U.S. state of Colorado is denied bail. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
An El Paso County court judge has ordered the alleged shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, held without bail. The next hearing in the case is December 6th. Aldrich is facing possible murder and hate crime charges following the fatal shooting of five people at a gay nightclub. The suspect was beaten into submission by patrons during the Saturday night shooting at Club Q and was released from the hospital Tuesday. During a video appearance from jail Wednesday, Aldrich was slumped over in a chair with injuries visible to the face and head. I'm Mike Hempen.
Police and witnesses say a manager at a Walmart in the eastern U.S. state of Virginia pulled out a handgun before a routine employee meeting and began firing widely in the break room, killing six people and injuring at least six others. It was the country's second high-profile mass shooting in 4 days. Ahead of Thursday's Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S., millions of Americans will travel by air, but not this one cat trying to sneak on a bag. AP correspondent Jackie Walker reports.
An alert agent at New York's JFK Airport noticed tufts of orange fur poking out of a slightly unzipped suitcase. When the bag went through x-ray, there was a cat inside. The TSA's Lisa Farbstein.
The cat likely crawled in itself, although that's speculation on my part.
She says the owner of the suitcase was contacted and apparently did not know the cat was in there.
They must have shown him the cat or something of that nature. And so the man told officials that the cat belonged to somebody else.
Lee Walker, New York.